an email conversation this week with the lady who wrote this program, and she has graciously allowed us to live stream it. So we want you to sit back, enjoy, and listen to a Christmas play adapted from Just a Little Christmas, copyright 2009, by Sharon K. Chatwell.
But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greetings this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For nothing is impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
A long time ago in the city of Nazareth, there is a woman named Mary. Mary was promised to marry a man named Joseph, who lived there too.
One day, an angel from God came and talked to Mary. And the angel told Mary she was going to have a baby. And then the angel left.
Matthew 1:18-24. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph awoke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Now Joseph wasn't sure what to do when he heard that Mary was going to have a baby. So one night, while he was asleep, the angel came to talk to Joseph too.
Joseph, Mary is going to have a baby from God. It's okay for you to marry her. Take care of her and the baby. You will name the baby Jesus.
And so that's just what he did.
Luke 2:1-7. In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and of the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who is the child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Everyone go to your hometown so I can count you.
So Mary and Joseph went to the town of Bethlehem to be counted because Joseph was of the house and line of David. And Bethlehem was known as the city of David.
There were lots of other people there too. There were so many people, in fact, that there was no room for them in the inn. So Mary and Joseph stayed in the stable, which was a place for animals to stay warm and dry. There could have been a cow there.
Moo.
There could have been a sheep there.
Bah.
Could there have been a chicken there?
Bawk, bawk, bawk.
Mary and Joseph were definitely there.
While they were there, baby Jesus was born, and Mary took him and wrapped him up and laid him in a manger. Please join us in singing, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
Luke 2:8-20. And in the same region there are shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
That night there were some shepherds out in the fields watching over their flocks of sheep. And the angel came and talked to the shepherds, and they were terribly afraid. And all of a sudden, there were watching angels saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men."
And the angels left.
And when the angels had left, the shepherds went and found the baby Jesus in the manger, just as they had been told. And when they found him, they worshipped him.
Please join us in singing "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
Joy to all you.
Matthew 2:1-12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it arose, and we have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet." "And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it arose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening the treasures, they offered him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their country by another way.
Not far away, in a place called Jerusalem, there lived an evil king named Herod. One day after Jesus had been born, wise men came to Jerusalem looking for the newly born king of the Jews.
They asked King Herod where he was.
"Where is he who is born king of the Jews?"
So the king asked his advisors,
"Where is this king of the Jews to be born?"
"In Bethlehem."
"In Bethlehem, go and find him and let me know where he is so I can worship him too."
So the wise men went and found Jesus by following his star, and when they found him, they worshipped him.
Please join us in singing We Three Kings.
Are one. Matthew 2:12-14. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt. Matthew 2:16. Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Matthew 2:19-21. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel.
But King Herod didn't really want to worship baby Jesus. He wanted to harm him. The wise men were warned by God about this, so they went home another way. When the king found out he was tricked, he was really mad.
I'm really mad.
He was determined to destroy this newborn king, so King Herod sent his soldiers to Bethlehem to find the baby Jesus.
Go and find him to destroy him.
But God warned Joseph in a dream to get out of there. And so they did. And so Joseph and Mary took Jesus and went to Egypt, and they stayed there until the evil King Herod died.
Mary and Joseph and Jesus came back from Egypt, and they went to live in the town of Nazareth again.
And that's where Jesus grew up until he was grown.
John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
And so now you've heard it all about how God sent his only Son to be born as a baby so that he could save everyone from their sins.
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Please join us in singing Joy to the World.
Thank you, everyone, for being here this morning. Thank you to Lori and everybody else that has been a part of teaching these children this story. It is incredibly important that that is something that we do, fathers especially. It is important for you to do that. Many of these children that were up here this morning, if they are like the rest of the children in the church in the rest of America, 70 to 88% of them will not be in the church after their first year in college. They will leave the church. So it is incredibly important not only that our Sunday school teachers and our Christmas program instructors are teaching these children these things. But it is imperative that we are doing it at home also, whether we are parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whatever it is. This story does not mean anything if it is not buried deep in their hearts, if this faith does not become their own faith. We had a terrific story in the birth of Christ, but the birth of Christ leads to the death of Christ. The good news is not just that he was born. The good news is that he was born and that he lived a perfect and sinless life, because we could not, nor would we, live that life, because we would always choose to sin. He lived that life in our place, went to the cross in our place, and died the death that we should have died, so that we wouldn't have to die. He rose on the third day according to the scriptures, so that he could defeat death, so that we would as well. So if your faith, if your faith is not in that Christ, you need to check your hearts and make sure that you have faith in that Christ. That you then repent of the sins that you have committed, and that you trust him as your Lord and Savior. So that this story, this good news, is your good news. Otherwise, you just sat here and watched a funny story. Now that I've taken all the fun out of this, the benediction for today is Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. And all God's people said, amen. Thank you all for being here. Now go and take this good news and share it with everybody you see. Thank you very much.